Daf is Daf Ches. We got to the bottom of Daf Zayin Amud Beis, and we had had the question of when you talk about Edis and Benis and Ziboris, with respect to who do you, how do you define what's considered the different grades? Do you go based on the Alma, what the highest grade property is in the world, or his personal portfolio of real estate, what's his best versus his worst property? So Gemara ended up concluding both according to Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel, you go based on his own personal properties, the different grades. So Gemara now asks the last five lines of Zayin Amud Beis, Esive. Ein lo ella Edis. If he only has Edis, that's the only property he has, and Kulam government Edis. So no matter why you're collecting, you're always going to collect from the Edis. And Beinus, if all he has is Beinus, so Kulam government Beinus. And if all he has is Ziboris, then Kulam government Ziboris. Very clear. If you have just one type of property, then all the collections, whether it be for Machov or Isha or whether it be Nezikim, they all collect from that one grade that you have. But let's say. I'm not sure what the Havamina is here. I don't know. Could be. Maybe that's a Havamina. I don't know. Could be the Gemara just kind of setting up. Maybe just so it was obvious, but the Gemara likes to set up and set the stage for the next question, which is, Hayulo Edis Ubeinus Viziboris. Let's say he has all three, the opposite extreme. So then the halacha is Nezikin Beidis, Balchov Beinus, and Kisubas Isha Beziboris, like we saw.
I think it's just the second part.
It could be just leading up to it. Yeah. It could be. Edis Ubeinus, let's say he only has Edis Ubeinus, doesn't have the lowest level. Edis Ubeinus, he has the highest and the middle, so he only has two levels, two grades. So Nezikin collects from the Edis, because he has Edis, and Balchov, Uksubis Isha Ubeinus. So Balchov collects from the Ubeinus, because that's what normally the Balchov collects from. The Uksubis Isha, which normally collects from the Ziboris, there is no Ziboris, so she goes up to the next level above, which is Ubeinus. Let's say all he has is Beinus and Ziboris, the middle grade and the lower grade. So then the halacha is Nezikin Ubalchov Beinus. In Nezikin, there's no Edis to collect from, so he goes to the highest that's available, which is Beinus. Balchov collects like it normally collects, which is Beinus. And then Ksubis Isha collects Ziboris like she normally collects as well. Let's say the third scenario, says the Gemara in Daf Chesam and Aleph now. Edis Ziboris, he has the highest level and the lowest level grade. Nezikin Beinus, Nezikin collects from the highest grade. Ubalchov Uksubis Isha Biziboris. So Uksubis Isha collects from Ziboris because that's what she normally collects. The Balchov also jumps down to Ziboris. The reason is because, like Ricky had said yesterday, they really make our din a Balchov should only collect from Ziboris. That's all the bank is rightful taking is from the Ziboris. But since we didn't want the Shelo Tinol Delos Beflein Alavim, we said that he could collect from a higher grade than the Beinus, but Mikar didn't really collect from Ziboris. So in a situation like this, where there is no Beinus, so then he falls down to the regular derice of collecting Ziboris. So these are all different scenarios and permutations of different types of fields. So Gemara is drawing out of this brisa, though, a question. Katani Miha, it says in Mitzia, the middle case of Beinus and Ziboris. There is no Edis. So we said, Nezikin Ubacho Beinus, Uksubis Isha Beziboris. That's the klal that we said. And if we were to really say what we said yesterday, that we assess the grades of that property based on his own personal portfolio, so Tasa Benis Shelo Bidis. His middle ground, middle level land is really his Edis. You can never have Benis and Ziboris. It's either Edis and Ziboris. Those are the only options you have. There's no middle ground. When you're two land, there's no middle level. So how come the Gemara is calling it, how come the Brisa calls it Benis and Ziboris? It's really Edis and Ziboris. So again, it should be Tasa Beinus Shelo Kidis, V'yitcha Balchov Eitzel Ziboris. So now the Balchov shouldn't collect the Beinus, which is serving as the Edis. The Balchov should really collect the Ziboris, the lowest of the properties. Exactly. So the Gemara says, no, Hacha B'mayaskina, in this case, is unique because it's talking about Kigon Shahayisalo Edis Umacher. Now, initially, the guy actually had three levels of land. He had Edis, he had Beinus, he had Ziboris. And then he took out a loan. So now the bank had a lien on all his properties. And then he sold the Edis, so that's why the bank has the right to take the Beinus. Because there was Edis at the time of the initial loan. And we don't take the Beinus to make the Beinus look like the Edis. We have to look at the properties that he had at the time of the loan and the lien. And the Gemara says this is also Hachanami Mustafa. It's very sensible to say that that's the scenario here, because Mitkasani Acharisa, from the fact that the other line says, Beinus Viziboris. Nezikin bebeinus ba'achov uksubis isha b'ziboris kashna hadadet. We have a situation of beinus ziboris. It's the same case as edis and ziboris. It's the same exact case because if we're looking at his perspective, edis and beinus are the same exact thing. So that would be a stira, because on one hand we're saying that the Baal Chov should collect from the when it's Edis and Ziboris, we said the Baal Chov should collect the Ziboris. When it's Beinus and Ziboris, we said the Baal Chov should collect the Beinus.
Right.
So it's a stira.
They're in the both same case.
So exactly, the Gemara ends up saying that no, therefore Ella must be Shelo Lav Shmamina, Kan Shahisalo Edis Umacha, Kan Shelo Haisalo Edis Umacha. The case where we allowed the Baal Chov to collect from the Beinus must be where there wasn't Edis previously, and he sold it off. And the case where we say it's Beinus and Ziboris, he collects from the Ziboris, rather Edis and Ziboris, that's where we say that he didn't have a land previously. His Edis and Ziboris are the only options he has, and then he collects from the Ziboris.
Where does it say this other case? The Tania Harise, Beinus and Ziboris. Is that the same case we just said?
No, there are two different cases in the Mishnah. One's Edis and Ziboris, and one's Beinus and Ziboris.
Says here, Acharisa Beinonis. It sounds like it's referring to a different price.
Let's see. It must be because you're right. It is the same exact case. I made a mistake. You're correct. If you say Beinonis and Ziboris, must be another price. I think you are correct.
Which one is
always correct? Mitakatani Acharisi. That case, from the fact that there's another Brisa that says that case, I think you're right. Correct.
So,
okay, very good. Fine. So one scenario, our brisa that we have in the Gemara here is talking about where he had an edis and he sold it off. The other brisa, which says again, if there's a case of Beinus and Ziboris, the Baal Chov collects from the Ziboris. Why shouldn't he collect from the Beinus? That must be a case where there were no other lands, and that Beinus does become an edis because we always look at his perspective, his relative properties to the rest of his portfolio. Ibai Sema. Another suggestion the Gemara says is. Both brides says it's a case where there was no Edis Umacher. It wasn't the case. For Lokash, it's not a problem. Hod the Shavya Beinus Shalok Edis Dalma, Kan de Lo Shavya Beinus Shalok Edis Dalma.
What do you mean, Lo Italo Edit Umacher? If he didn't have it, how can he sell it?
No, he didn't have it to sell it. That's what it means. He didn't have it to sell
never
it.
Had
yeah.
It.
Never had it in order to sell it. Okay.
Right. So, it's really, Gemara says it's not a Kasha. These two brides. And what's talking about a situation here is that when his Beinus was equal to the regular Edis of the world's highest grade of land, and one's a case where his Beinus was not equal to it. So in a case where the Beinus was like an Edis of the Alma, that's where we say the Baal Chov can't collect from that. He has to drop down to the Ziboris. But where his Beinus is not like an Edis, it's like a Beinus of the Alma, then we say that he can collect from the Beinus. That's
it's
the
subjective.
This would seem like it would be based on the Alma. This goes based on the Alma, not based on Shalom. Exactly.
Because right, even if you hold Alma, you still have to answer the stira between the two brises.
Exactly.
So saying even on that side.
Yeah. Exactly. Then the Gemara says another answer, another suggestion would be Ibai Seima, Idividi, Kigon Chaisa, Beinus, Shalom, Kibenus, Dalma. His land is equal to the Beinus of the world's levels. V'hacha baha pligi, Marisavar b'shalom hin shamim. That's Gufa Machokas.
Right.
The one who thinks you go based on the world, so it's viewed as Beinus. The one who says you go based on his own personal portfolio, so then it goes based on his own, and that Beinus ends up being his Edis, so that becomes an Edis, and that's why the Baal Chov can collect from his Beinus, which actually serves as Edis. Okay. So it ends up being a three-way Machokas here, whether or not we go based on Alma, whether we go based on Shiloh, or whether it's the actual Machokas of how we pass it.
How you evaluate to begin with.
Exactly. So Ravina Amar Bidu'ula Pligi, they're actually arguing with whether we hold like Ula. Who's Ula? What does Ula say? Damar Ula, Davar Torah, Balchov Biziboris, Shinemar, really, Mikardin, a Balchov, a bank that's collecting its money, collects from the worst of the land, as the Pasuk tells us in Dvarim. Bechutz Tamod, stand on the outside, Va'ish Asher Atano Shebo, the person who you're trying to attack, take, collect the money from. So then, Yotzi Alecha es ha'avot ha'chutza. He should take out the collateral, he should pay out. So he chooses what to give. Don't go into his house, don't take from him, he'll give on his own. So what do we learn from here? Ma darcho she'adam lehotzi lechutz, pacho shebekelim. The person's not going to bring his best stuff. He's not bringing his silver and his china to eat outside in a picnic. He's bringing his plastic plates, his paper plates out.
But this is just as a mashkon, no? It's not the payment.
He's talking about mashkon, but let's say he can't pay. So now that mashkon is going to serve as payment. Right. So a guy only takes out, what do you mean, what does he say, lechutza? What's the idea of bechutz? And he takes out his avot hachutza. The idea is, what does a person normally take to his picnic, let's say? He takes paper plates, he takes the worst tablecloths and paper cups. So the guy's going to take out, shepachal shebekalim. So therefore, when you're collecting, you can only collect the worst of the kalim. So the Baal Chov only collects from the Ziboris, the worst of the land.
Anything happens in Sukkot.
We take the Bessel and different.
He takes the best from the inside.
So matam amru balchov bebeinonis. So why do we say then the balchov, the bank's allowed to collect from a higher grade if it's really he should take from the pachos shebekelim? Kidei shelotino delas b'fnei alavin. We don't want the banks to close their doors and shut their doors from lending out money. So therefore they said, you know what, you could collect from the beinonis. We'll give you an upgrade of what you could collect from. So mar ishlei takan tadula. One holds of such a takana that they collect from the beinonis. Umar leslei takan tadula. Other one says no. So therefore, the case is Beinus and Ziboris, that case is the same. The same type of land, both prices. One price holds of the Takana.
And he had a third land and he sold it, right?
No, I think we're talking about a regular case here, no?
But then why it's called Beinus?
Because you go... it could be Beinus, I guess, the Alma. So I guess either they're holding Beinus the Alma or Beinus Didei, where he had one previously, I guess.
Right.
Okay. So therefore, we say one holds of Ula, that you could collect from Ziboris up to the Beinus, and one doesn't hold the Ula, where the Ikar Dimri, follow the Halacha, which is you always get the Ziboris, even if there's a better land available. Mm-hmm. Okay. Says the Gemara now. Remember, these Gemaras are a little challenging now. Oh, yeah?
On this Gemara.
What we're talking about.
On Ula, the cases here, yeah.
Okay. Fine. Bryce said, now this next Amud, I think, is going to be a bit challenging. That's
until now it's been a breeze.
I think relative to what we're about to see, I think not that challenging. But Tanur Rabbanan, Bryce says, Macher le'echad ol l'shlosha b'nei adam. You sell all your properties to one person or to three individuals, ke'echad, all in one shot. So just look at Rashi. Rashi says, Macher le'echad ol l'shlosha b'nei adam b'yom echad, on one day. Forget zmanim right now. Forget times of day. All in one day. All on, what's today's date? Beis Sivan. Mi sheyesh alav nezikin v'ksubas isha u'bachov. And somebody, I owe someone else damages in the isha, ksubas isha and bachov. V'hayali lo'idis beinus v'ziboris. So, I have all three types of land. I owe three types of obligations I have. And before I pay the obligations, I sell them off all either to one person or to three people all in one day. So now, kulam nichnesu tachas abaylam. All these new buyers fall under my, you know, under me, and they, the Baal Chov and the Nezikin and the Ksubas Isha could collect from the purchasers equally. B'zeh, let's say I sell them one to the next, for one Beis Sivan and the next one Gimel Sivan and then Dalet Sivan, so different days. So Kulan Govan Na'achram, they all could collect from the last one. So let's say the last one I sold was an Edis. I first sold off my Ziboris and then my Beinus, so whichever one's going to come to collect, they collect from the one that was last sold. Right?
Sure.
So that was left over. So even the Ksubas Isha could collect from the Edis, because that was the last one that was available.
Which at that time, it's not in the Edis.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. Now, Ein Lo Gova, let's say, the last guy doesn't have anything left. He already gave it to the Ksubas Isha. So then, Gova Mishalafana. So you go to the next property that was left over, even though it was sold off. Ain low, and now let's say that guy's land was already taken, and then you go Mishal Panov, then you go even to the first guy. So you go in order of the way it was sold off, regardless of whether you're a Nezikin, a Baal Chov, or a Ksubas Isha. Now the Gemara wants to know, that's the Brisa. The Brisa is set up in that way. So Machan Le'echad Heichidami. What's the case where you sell to one individual? Heichidami. Ilema B'vasachas. If it's a case of B'vasachas, so then Hasha the Shlosha Diklame Marchai Minayu Kadim. What's the case where you sell to one person? If we said above that if I sold to three people, that's viewed as they all come underneath my rishus, and the nezikin bachov could all collect equally from them. So certainly, if I sell all to one person in one shot, that certainly would be the same halacha. So it seems to be an unnecessary statement to say that. It would be obvious. Just teach me the case of Shlosha b'nei adam ke'echad, and I'll know for sure Machar le'echad would be the same halacha. So Ela must be Pshita b'zachar zeh. It must be a case of where you sold one, and then the next, and the next, in different cases, in different times. So then, if that's the case, U'mayshna Shlosha d'chalchad v'chad. So what's the case of, why is that different than three? If I sold to three people ke'echad, it's really I'm selling ze'achar zeh.
Zechazeh means in different days, right?
Right. Rashi, look at Rashi. First wide line down, Rashi says, "Elbezechazeh b'shlosha yamim." Three different days you sell to. Right. So then, what's the difference of Maishna again? Shlosha. Why is the difference from three? I'm sorry. You sold to the one person, three different days. Either you sold to one person on three different days, or you sold to three people on the same day. That's the same type of case where kulam nichnasu tachas habaylam. So maishna shlosha, what's the difference? The chochad v'chad amar le hinachti lecha makum legvos mimeni. Hainami akolchad v'chad leimale hinachti lecha makum legvos mimenu. So why, now if it's a case we've established, it can't be where I sold to one person on one day, because that's so obvious that the Nezikin guy is going to collect from the Edis, and the Balchol will collect from the Beninus. So it must be where I sold to Adam, let's say, three different days. I sold property one, property two, property three on three consecutive days, or three different days, not consecutive necessarily. So the halacha is, we're saying now, if that's the case, that regardless of how he bought them, the Edis, the Nezikin is going to collect his Edis, even though the Edis may have been sold to him first. He could always collect from the Edis, regardless of the order. So why is that the case? If I sold to three different people, then it goes in the order of the way it was sold. If I sold my Edis off first, and the Zikin guy comes, he could collect the Benis because that was sold last. How come when I sell to one person on three different days, the order doesn't make a difference? That's the question of the Gemara. So again, let's get to the start.
There's the biggest question, is that that's the second part, that's the safe of the bride, huh?
Well, and the safe of the bride, so the Svara, we're trying to apply to the, it should be the same Svara for the first case. If the reason why I sell to three people, so I sell to you first, and I sell to you the Edis. And then Ezekiel wants to collect the Edis from you. He said, no, that's why I bought the Edis. I left over in the guy in my possession, you left over the Banis and Zibaris to collect. So it's not fair that he collects from you.
Isn't it a strong kasha that they're repeating their seifa as opposed to the why do they need
the... It's not repeating because the halacha is different. They were trying to figure out why is the halacha different. Right, again, we're saying if I sell to you Edis first, I sell to Tani the Banis, and I sell to David the Zibaris, and the Ezekiel guy comes along and wants to collect Edis, he said, he can't collect from me. When you bought the land from me initially, you left over the Banis and Ziboris. So collect from the Banis, from
that's
the other
exactly
guy.
That's exactly what the
Sefer said. No, the Reisha said, that's the Sefer.
Right.
But the Reisha were saying, if I sell to Adam, I first sell him Edis, I first sell him Banis, I first sell him Ziboris, the guy could collect the Edis from Adam.
But the reason we say that on the Reisha is because we're saying, otherwise, why would I have said the two cases? But in a way, I find that it's more contradictory
That's a Gemara's question.
The Reisha like the Seifa as opposed to have two cases on the Reisha.
Well, that's the Gemara. The Gemara says, now, if you set the Reisha to be like Zeh Acher Zeh, the Halacha is a steer in the Halacha, Adam should say, I left you the Banis. That's why I bought the Banis day two for the Nezikin guy to collect from Banis as opposed to collecting from the Edis. So the Gemara ends up saying, I'm sorry if that's so confusing, but I already warned you this was confusing. Halacha v'mayaskinan kigon shalakach Edis b'achrona. It's talking about a situation where Adam bought the Edis last. The Chain Amar of Sheshit Kigon Shalakach Edis Bachrona. And that's why the Nezikin has the full rights to buy from Adam he could collect the Edis because that was the last thing that he bought.
If you're the only Baal Chayav, do you have a choice? In other words, excuse me, you're the only owner now of all three lands. Mm-hmm. The guy comes and says, I want to. You have the ability to tell him. I'm sorry, I'm not giving you this, I'll give you that.
Mm-hmm. Because when Adam bought the land, if he were to buy Edith first, he said, I bought Edith first alone, he wanted to make sure I had Banis Zibora, so the Nezikim will collect from me, as opposed to collecting from him.
So it's not the same, you can't compare the cases.
But I say, even though in the end Adam buys the Banis and Zibora after the fact, also from me, but the reason why he bought in that order was to protect his Edith.
And if you had one more at once,
B'vas Achas, then that's Pashat the Gemara said, then they're all a unit, the Nezikim collect to Edith. But if he buys Edis first and then after his Banis, so then Gemara wants to know if it's true. Then how come the Gemara says kul nichnasu tachas bailim, which implies that the Nezikin can collect the Edis from Adam.
Right.
That's why the Gemara says no. It's because Adam bought the Edis last. There was the last one available, so that's why the Nezikin had a full rights to collect.
It was the opposite of what that first.
Then he wouldn't have the rights to collect it. No, it's not because it's changing status, it's because it's Svar, which we didn't see in the Gemara just yet, but it's... Well, no, we did just saw the Gemara here. Hinachti
l'chamakum.
I left the available place. Adam wanted to make sure he protected his lands that he was going to buy. So he made sure the lands that I still had over had the lien for the different collectors to collect from, so he's protected. That's why he bought it in that order. The Gemara said, that's the case. Ihachi.
Well, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But the Rishas says, Machar le'echad o le'shoshab ni'adam ke'echad kulam nechnesu tachat ha'balim. Right? And I'm saying no.
It's saying it's not really keechad. It's like it is nichnasu tachas bailim, but it's a situation where Adam bought them on three different days.
It's not keechad.
If he bought it mamish babas achas, it's pasha.
Yeah.
So now what happens is when the Nezikin guy comes to collect the money, he's allowed to collect the Edis from him.
Even though it was the last one.
Only because it's the last one. if Adam bought the Edis first, Adam, because they get away from me. I bought the Edis first, and I Stavka left in my, in this guy, I'm the Mocher, he left in my possession the Beinus and Ziboris for the Nezikin to collect that from me, so he can protect his Edis. That's why the Gemara doesn't understand why it's viewed as Tachas Abaylam. It's only because the Gemara says, no, the case is where Adam bought the Nezikin, the Edis last. Since the Edis was last, there was a time before that, so I had the Edis only.
So what's the difference between the Risha and the Seifa in this case, in the Braisa?
The Seifa is a situation where you, I sold Edis first, Beinus, and then Ziboris. So whatever is last, so the Nezikin collects Ziboris.
So when they say, when it says, Loshavanem Kadam Ke'echad, it means that he sold it to one person and the Edis is last. And when he says Bezeachar Zeh, that the Edis is first.
Exactly. The reason why it's
not
the
very,
first.
It's not.
But the reason why is because the halacha ends up being, when you buy in that order, it's the same halacha as buying them Bebas Achas. When Adam buys Edis last, it has the same halacha as if you were to buy them all Bebas Achas. When the Nezikin has full rights to the Edis. So now the Gemara said, wait a second, we'll ask the question, maybe it's what you're bothered by. Ihach, if that's the case, the last thing that Adam bought was the Edis. So lisukulu v'ligvum Edis. So everybody should collect from Edis, because the klal is that you always are able to collect from the last land. Exactly. So now the Balchov comes along and the Ksubas Isha comes along, they should collect from the last land that Adam bought, which was the Edis. They should have. So it's not going to be the same din as Tachas Bailim. Because if it was Tachas Bailim, the Ksubas Isha should collect from the Ziboris, and then the Balchov should collect from the Beinus. But in this scenario, where the Edis was bought last, they should all equally collect from the Edis. That's not Mamash Tachas Bailim. So Gemara says, because Adam's going to say the following. Mishum D'Amar Lehu, Adam said, listen, we want to negotiate, let's negotiate like this. Ishtakisu, if you stay quiet, Vishaklisu Kidanaichu, when you take, like you're supposed to take my worst land, you give the Ziboris to the Ksubas Isha, or the Beinus to the Balchov, then fine, Shaklisu, take it and go, we're done. But Elo, if you don't stay quiet, you know what I'm going to do? Mehadrina Shara de Ziboris, Lemare. I'm going to return the Shara of the Ziboris. I'm going to undo the sale with me. Send me back the Ziboris as the original owner. And then all you have is Ziboris. Then the Balchov guy is going to lose that also. He'll get the Ziboris. If you want to negotiate, so take the Beinus like you're supposed to. Otherwise, I'm going to get you stuck with the Ziboris. So Adam's a good negotiator, we could see. So then the Gemara says, Ihachi, that's the case. So therefore, Benizikin, Nami, Nemahachi. So Adam should do the same thing. Adam should say as follows, listen, you know what, I'll make a deal with you. Take my Ziboris, or take my Beinus. And if you don't, I'm going to send back the Ziboris to the original owner, and the Nezikin is going to have to take the Ziboris also. So Adam should be fully protected. Even if he buys the Edis last, he should make that taina. So says the Gemara, we have a bunch of businessmen here, most of us. Yeah, people are in business here. Me and you, we're not so much in business, so I'm happy these guys are following at least. So the Gemara says,
You're in the biggest business.
And so what are we dealing with here? B'yosme delav bnei pironinu. V'shibuda delay Allah didei ramya. Hilchach lekel mimrahachi. We're dealing with yesomim, orphans, who are not, do not have the ability, they don't have the right, they don't have the ability, the das, the control, to pay. And their shibuda is on it. We'll see what that means in a second. Therefore, you can't make such a claim. What does this mean? What's going on here? So, let's look at Rashi here. Rashi says, somewhere in the middle of this Rashi, it seems. Let's read the whole Rashi together. Top of the line, Benizikin nami neimahachi. Ibais lamishkal beinanis shakil. If you want, take the beinanis, he says. V'lo, if you don't want to take the Beinus from me, he says, Mahadrina Shtara de Ziboris Lamare, I give it to the original owner, V'tishkal Ziboris, Balkarchach, and then you'd be stuck with Ziboris. So, Ma'yav Lei, Edis, why would Adam ever have to give the Edis to the Nezikin? Ella, the Gemara Rashi explains, Midilot Tarin Hachi, from the fact that he doesn't make such a claim, Balkarchach Bahachi Eskinim, we must be dealing with a case, Kagon Shemes HaMocher, the seller died, and then if Adam were to return the property to the seller, and they wouldn't be able to collect it. Now there's no property left in the land, the possession of the Yisomim, and Yisomim b'nei Piron. You can't collect money from Yisomim. You could collect property if there's a lien from the father, that lien carries through, and then you can collect property, but you can't collect money. The Matata Diosmi Labachov Lomishtabi, Rashi says. Even though Adam's suggesting to return the property back to the Yisomim, it's viewed as property that they acquired after the death of their father, and that's not subject to any of the liens. So that's the case why Adam can't make such a taina. But if it were to be a case where the mocher didn't die, Adam could make a taina and say, I'm going to send back the zivoris to the original owner, and the nezikin will be stuck, and then therefore he could say, take the bainus or get stuck with the zivoris. Okay. Gemara now says, Ela mishum damar lehu taima mai. Wait. Okay, so wait, why is that a question here? Wasn't that the answer?
It's a different reason.
Ela. A different reason now? Okay. Ela, Gemara says, mishum damar lehu taima mai amar abon ein nefram minichasim mishubadim b'malkum sheish b'nei charon. Why do we say, what's the rule that when there is available land in the Mocher's property, we don't have the banks go collect from the liens that were sold off? Why not? Mishum takanta didi. Because it was his personal takana. Whose takana was this for? The takana of the buyer. Adam's the buyer. So for the sake of the lekuchos, we said the bank should only collect from the bnei chorin, from the original seller, to protect the lekuchos from having to have their lands confiscated. But on Adam being, what?
Oh, I'm sorry. We're giving now a new reason. Once we said the Yisomim thing, that unwinds that svara, that the question that the Gemara asked before as well? Or is it just on the Nizakin?
I thought it was on everything. I thought it answered everything.
This Elamishum sounds like we're giving out another Teretz.
That's what I thought also.
What?
Let's see.
So if we're giving another answer to now why he can't lay say cool of Ligbim Idias. Why they can't all go to the Idias. Right? We said before the reason they can't go to the Idias was because he's going to tell them, I'm going to do this deal or I'm going to send the money back. We said, why can you do that by Nizakin? And we said, if you do that by Nizakin,
you can't do it by any of the cases. Even the previous case, you can't do that.
So now we're back to the question of why can't
why
they...
everybody's talking from the Idis.
Right, no, why they each can't go to the Idis if there's Bnei Chorin.
Right, so Adam can't use that taina anymore. Even we previously were using the taina of that he could say, let's make a deal. You collect from the Bainus, otherwise I'm going to send you back to the Ziboris, the original owner. But now that we've established that it must be talking about Yisomim, so then the case is that you can't send back the property to the Yisomim. Now we have to have a new explanation as to why the case of you buying three consecutive days, you're nichnas to tachas abaylam. Right? How can the Nezikin...
Right, why the Baal Chov and the Ksubas Isha can't get idiots.
Right. So the Gemara says, El again... My time, mishum damar, ella mishum damar le time amai. What was the reason why Amar Rabbanan in general ain't nifran min nechas mishubadim, b'malkum sheish b'nei charon? Why do we say that you can't collect from the properties that have liens that have been sold off, but you first have to collect from the available properties that I have? Mishum takanta didi. Adam said because of the takanta, the protection of the lekuchos. That was him. Ana says Adam as the lokech. Ana b'ha takanta lo nichli. I'd rather not have this protection.
The takanta is to the kohen.
Right, the lokeach, exactly. Right. That's Adam. So he bought the lands from me.
Right.
I owe the money. The liens are on my property. I sell off a couple to Adam, and they have to collect from my bnei chorin. Why? Right. To protect him.
Right.
So now he says, I don't want the protection. I don't care for that protection at all.
The whole reason that they ended up collecting from the Idis is because you kept it till the end.
Exactly.
To protect him.
But exactly.
He says, listen, what?
I don't want that.
I don't want that because I'm losing on that.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. So therefore, no lo nichle. I want to remove myself from the takana. I'm going to moch on the takana.
Each one collects from whatever.
Exactly.
Okay,
the Rava, we have such a concept. Rava says, Dama Rava, kol ha'omer, anyone who says, EF sheba takanas chachamim, anybody who says, and it's possible, I'm not interested in the takanas chachamim, could go and zu, shaman lo, we could listen. Mm-hmm. He could say, I'm not interested in this takana. Mike could go and zu, what's this example? Kedi Rav Huna, Dama Rav Huna, yichol isha yishetomar lebala, einin nizonas feinin osa. The Tanis Chacham is that women work and the money goes to the husband because the husband support them. But let's say she's a very successful woman. She says, what did you say?
Sounds familiar, this woman.
So the woman says, listen, I'm a very successful businesswoman. I don't need you to support me and I don't need to give you money. I want to be a successful businesswoman and that's it. So she's allowed to remove herself from this takana. So to hear the Lekuchos can remove himself and say, listen, here's the Ziboris and here's the Benis and here's the Itis. Okay. So that's Gemara now. Pshita, it's obvious Machar lokeach. Let's say the lokeach now sells the bainus viziboris v'shayer edus. So now the case is Adam's lokeach. I owe the money. The liens are my property. Now I sell it to Adam. So he's lokeach rishon. Now Adam sells it off to Andy. He sells his bainus and ziboris, but leaves in his possession the edus, the fanof. So the halacha is laisu kulu v'ligvu me'edus. The achronahi. The zibainus viziboris lesnayo gave. The matzilmeimar lehu gave bainus viziboris. What's going on here is now all the different collectors come and they collect from the edus that's left over in Adam as the lokeach, his possession, and since there's no bainus and ziboris left over in his possession, he can't say collect from the bainus and ziboris because I don't want the tekanah derbanan. You can't make such a claim anymore because he already got rid of that, so therefore they all collect from the edus that's left over in Adam's possession. But let's say cases,
because you go by the bnei charan, that's right,
because
this is not the case.
Let's look at Rashi here. Rashi says, "Machel lochayach, lokeach, shlokach idus bachrona, benunis viziboris v'shayer idus lefanav." So, I guess
it's
the original.
Meaning,
yeah, I think
it's a third. It's a second transaction.
Exactly. The hachrona he v'shibudayu ala ramya ubenis halesle hash to the matzilemar gavu minei delo nichalei b'dekanta. So again, I think it's a case where Adam bought all three lands and he sold the two of the lands and he still has Edis in his possession.
Well,
it's not really, it's not even Bnei Chorin. It's really,
here it is.
Right, it's exactly.
It with the lien.
Exactly.
It's a second mortgage.
Right.
Like a second mortgagee, whatever you want to call
right.
it.
Right. Yeah. So now that's the case.
Adam knows
what's done here. But let's say Adam sells the Edis first. Vishire Bainunis Viziboris, but he still has in his possession those two grades of properties. My what's halacha? Savar Baile Memar. Memar wanted to say Asukulo Gavam Edis. They should all be able to collect from the Edis in this case. We saw
the
Edis.
Go to the second Lekuchos.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like right now, right?
Isn't the second Lekuchos have the same protection as the first one? Meaning that whatever is left to the first Lekuchas, they cannot collect from the second if the first Lekuchas has anything?
Let's see. Let's look at Rashi for the suffix here. Rashi is Mai. You see Rashi?
You're jumping gun.
I'm not sure. It says, Mai, mi azli kuli baser lokech sheini. Do we all now follow the second purchaser? Sharehu lokech shibadayu. He bought the liens. Umi lokech rishon lo gavu. You can't collect from the first guy. Damar baina betakanta derbanan. I want to embrace this takana. Vidis tahavi bas chorin. B'shtei lekuchos harishonos shelachem hu. So the previous stage, which is important, what Rashi was saying earlier, which I didn't focus on, is that when Adam initially bought the property, he bought Edis last. So Edis was the available one. That was the Bnei Chorin, and now he buys it. Now he takes that Edis, which has that Bnei Chorin type, the last sheep, and he sells it off to the Lokeach Sheni. So now, does that Edis carry along with that same idea? That's the Bnei Chorin?
Or is it gone?
Okay. But now it's gone. And Adam really bought all this shibud, and Adam has to pay as the first lokeach. Yeah. That's the
question. The question is, once he buys the edus, does it become all like one transaction, the three carcasses that he bought, and get all mixed up, or does that edus still carry on? Right.
That's what it sounds like. Right. It's still considered a bnei chorin.
So in the first case, he kept the edus, he sold the benos and the ziboris. You could tell them what to collect from.
No. It's the other way. I tell you what it's. You have to. It's easier the other way around. You can say that basically that the ziboris and the bainanis have zero shibud.
Okay.
Because when he bought it, he bought bainanis and ziboris first.
Okay.
So Adam, at that point, there was no shibud on those because you still had. So when he buys the edis, the ziboris and the bainanis have no shaykhus to the loans.
Okay.
Because they were completely gone by then, so I think that I think that explains it. But why? Because he still had enough money.
Well, because you have Edis in your possession,
correct?
Yeah, and the Edis covered everything he owned. So that's actually when he bought the first two. There's nothing on it.
Once you bought the Edis, then it's considered.
Then that's the only one that is
that
there's a shibun on. I think. You agree?
I'm not sure.
You understand what I'm saying or no? What I'm saying is, you bought first the Ziboris and the Beinonis. When you bought that, the Lekuchos had zero claim on that. Because
he's still at the Idis.
When you bought the Idis, the only Shibud is on the Idis. Your Ziboris and your Beinonis have zero. They have zero Shibud. So when you sell it, even though you still have Beinonis and Ziboris, they have no claim on your Beinonis lechatchila because those pieces of lands never had any Shibud because it was still when he sold them to you, he still had land.
But you, instead of saying even they had no Shibud, they had secondary Shibud. I mean, the primary Shibud, the primary lien was on Edis, because that was the last one that you left over.
Or you could say they had zero. If what you had enough money to pay everybody,
either way, no Shibud. The primary lien is on the Edis. That was the last thing you bought.
Right.
Now you buy that. So that lien is still on the Edis. And now when you sell that Edis over to Andy, so do we say that that carries over? And Adam says, listen, I want that takana still, of the B'nai Chorin type of concept. And the Edis is considered the B'nai Chorin with respect to the other Takanas. That he wants that Takana, so that B'nai Chorin carries over to Andy. That was the last one that was available. Or do we say, no, once you bought all the properties, like you were saying, now he owns all the properties, and the liens are equally on all.
Right.
And you sell off that property, you've bought the lien.
Right.
So now when you sell to Andy, you still have other points of collection,
right,
which is the Banis and Ziboris. That's the Shiloh.
I understand that case better than the first one. I understand the words of the first case over here.
The first case is where you sell the Ziboris and the Banis, but you still have the Edis left in your possession. Mm-hmm. That's Pashut, you collect from the Edis, because number one is you bought the lien, so you're the person you collect from, and you also have the property that has the primary lien, which is the Edis.
Right, for everything.
But now we're creating a case where you're separating from the person, you, to the property.
This is talking from the first lokeach to the second lokeach.
Right.
So it's simple that if you bought last the Edis, and you sold off the Benonis, then it's possible that they're going to collect from you it doesn't transfer to the second lekuchos. Right.
So what does this mean? The matzi l'meimra lehu gabu mibenonis v'zibaris v'loni chalip takant rabbanim. How do you read that line in the Gemara there? Who's Matzil Meimar? We're saying he's not Matzil Meimar.
The first Lekech can say to the Baal Chov and the Isha,
the Lekech cannot say that.
Why does he say the Matzil? He's saying to him.
No, the way he reads it is as follows. Ubenus Viziboris Lesneu is not with him, Gave, which would normally the Matzi the Meimar Lehu Gave Benus Mimes. He doesn't have the ability to say that.
He doesn't have the Benus Viziboris by him in order to say that.
Exactly. Fine, so let's go a little further now. So Gemara says, what's the lacha when you sell just the Edis to this Lokech Sheni? So Gemara says, again, my Savar Abai Lemeimar, Savar Abai Lemeimar, Abai wanted to say, Asu kulu gavim Edis. They thought you follow the Edis that goes to Lokeach Sheni. That B'nai Chorin title carries along with it, even though it's moved over to two transactions. So Amar Leih Rava. Rava says, Ma Machar Rishon L'Sheni, Kozachus Shetavol Liado. The Lokeach Rishon, Adam, sold to the Sheni all his own Zechuyos. V'chevan, and since the Ilu Asu Gavi Lokeach Rishon, since if the collectors came to Adam the Lokeach Rishon, Matzi Agve Lehu Mibenis Viziboris, they could collect from these different grades of land. Vafa Pi, even though Dechizavne Benis Viziboris Akati Idis Bnei Chorin Havi, Vein Nifroin Minechasim Shubodim Kozman Deika Bnei Chorin Matzi Amemarle, I'm going to look further, Matzi Amarle Lo Nichli Batakanta.
So since he has this whole zechus to have done that, even though theoretically the Edis were B'nai Chorin, but we said before he could push him off because of that takana, so that zechus to do that.
Exactly. So, meaning when Adam had all three, he could say, listen, I don't want the takana. I'm going to remove the content of the B'nai Chorin from my Edis, and you'll collect from the B'nai for the Bachov and the Ziboris to Ksubat Isha. That zechus now transfers over, so to here, Lokeach Sheni Nami Matzi Amemale, he could say Gave Benis Viziboris Dechizavin Lokeach Sheni Adaita Dechol Zechusa Havile Lerishon Begave Zavin. When I bought the property, I bought all the merits, all the Zechuyos from Lokeach Rishon, which means that I don't want this takana either of the collecting from the Edis, the Bnei Chorin concept, and go ahead and collect from the Ziboris and from the Beinus. Okay. We're good? Beautiful. Made it through.
Yeah.
Let's go a little further. Amar Rav, Rav says, Ruvain Shemacher Kol Sadosav the Shimon. Ruvain sells all his properties to Shimon. V'halach Shimon u'macher Sade Achas l'Levi. Now Shimon goes off and sells one of his properties from Levi. Remember, this all began with Ruvain. Ruvain to Shimon, now one property to Levi. Who now bo balchov to Ruvain. Ruvain, his collector, comes to Ruvain. Ratz mizegova. He could decide to collect from Shimon, who bought most of the lands of Ruvain, or now collect from Levi, who has one of the lands. V'lo amran ella dezavin beinus. Now this is only true that Levi, or rather the balchov, could decide who to collect from when he bought a Beinus, when Levi bought Beinus, because that's what the primary point of collection is for the Baal Chov. Aval Zavin Edis V'Ziboris, let's say Levi bought from Shimon either the highest grade or the lowest grade, then the Baal Chov cannot collect from Levi. Darmalei, Levi could say, Dehachi Daik, that's why I was so careful, V'Zavni Edis V'Ziboris. I was buying land that was dafka not fit for you as the debt collector to collect from. Vafilu is fine. So that's why he...
So he kept the... So what happened is Reuven sold to Shimon all his fields.
Right.
And in this case, Shimon sold to Levi only...
A Beinus.
No. The second one is he sold only Ziboris and Edis, and he kept for himself the Beinus.
Correct. Then the bank cannot collect from Levi.
Right.
Because Levi made sure I wanted to buy the properties that they didn't have the highest loan, the weaker lean on. So then, Vafilu Zavin Beinus, even in a case where Levi does buy a Beinus, Nami Lo Amrin, we only allow the bank to collect from Levi, El Dilo Shire Beinus, if he didn't leave any Beinus in the possession of Shimon.
Right.
But to Kavasa, because he could still say the claim, Dilo Matsia Memalei, Hanachti Lechamakum Legavi Shimon.
Right.
Aval, if it's a case Shire Beinus, he left over some possession of Beinus in property of Shimon, to Kavasa Gavi Shimon, Lo Gavi Minei, he can collect from Levi because he could claim, Dematzia Memela, he could say, Hinachti Lechamakum Lagavas Mimon, right? Lay left some property, Dafka, in your possession, Shimon, so when the bank collects, they collect from you and not from me.
Even that is very, very difficult to understand. It's very
good. Yeah?
Because if Shimon kept some land, and Shimon is the first locker. Why should the Baal Chov be able to go to Levi?
Because that's the idea that the Baal Chov, whenever there's a Baal Chov, there's the person and then there's the property. So normally it's the initial borrower and his property of Beinus has the lien on it. But now we're starting to separate the two, where we have a party separate from the property.
Right.
So Shimon is now the person who bought all Reuven's land. So he's now the person of Reuven, but the property of Beinus is where the lien is on. So when he sells the Beinus to Levi, so do you go based on the property that Levi gets, or do you go based on the person of Shimon who really owes the money?
Does everybody agree with that?
That
you go according to the specific property, not according to the mal, to the law.
I never learned this in these sugyas here in Baba Kama. So I don't know. We're talking about
where Shimon bought them all the Asachas, right? Because if he bought Zachar Zed, then all those other tithes start coming into effect.
Right.
So he must have bought all the properties.
Right, he bought all the properties,
and then he sold off.
But don't you find that strange? You don't find that strange?
That he could go to Levi?
Even though Shimon still has Ziboris or Edis?
Edis. But his lien was on the Beinonis.
Was it in all his property, but the first option is Beinonis? I think that's the key. The key is that does the lien go, if somebody has all fields, that they actually lien go on a Beinonis, or
I think,
and I tell you why, because the question is if there is some kind of talking around that there is a lien. So do we say that people talk about that this person has a lien in general from this lobby, or do we say that this guy has a lien on a specific property?
I think when you're dealing with the first party to the transaction, namely Reuven, who himself owes the field, your svara makes a lot of sense that he just owes him a property. That man owes him a property.
Right.
When you're dealing with Shimon, who's already not the direct party to the transaction, so the question becomes, now it's, as a result of an achrayas, what field is pegged with that achrayas? It's a little different than when you're dealing directly with the party.
I understand. Okay.
Let's get to the last few lines here.
All right, sorry, you
Says Gemara, it's fine. Amar Abaye, Abaye says, Ruvain Shemachar Sada L'Shimon B'Achrayus. So Ruvain sells to Shimon, Achrayus, which means if Ruvain's Balchov collects from Shimon, Ruvain will pay back Shimon. V'asa Balchov to Ruvain, V'tarif M'Shimon. So the Balchov, the bank comes, confiscates the land from Shimon. So Shimon's going to go back to Ruvain to collect his money back. Dinahu, it makes sense, that the Aza Ruvain U'Mishtai Dina B'Hadei. It makes sense that Ruvain can go ahead and deal with the bank directly, even though the bank wants Shimon's land, but Ruvain can intervene and say, listen, I'm the party you really want the money from. And the Balchov can say, oh, you're not my, I have nothing to do with you, I'm taking this land away. See, how could Ruvain say, I want to intervene here? Darmalei, he says, because if you take that property from me, Shimon's coming back to me now to collect money, so Ruvain has every right to intervene and try to negotiate directly with the bank. Vikadami, others say, Afilu Shilobachar, it's even a situation where Ruvain sells the property to Shimon, where Shimon cannot come back to collect money from Ruvain. Ruvain still has the right to intervene to the bank. Why? There's no monetary taina he has anymore. He's completely off the hook. Darmalei, Ruvain's a nice guy. Darmalei, lo nichali de tevi le Shimon teromus alai. I don't want Shimon to be upset at me. I want to have good relations. I didn't try to do any funny business here. I really thought I'd pay back the bank. But since you're going to confiscate the land from me, he's going to be upset at me. It's bad for my reputation in business. I better for me to deal with you. And therefore, he has every right to intervene and to pacify the bank.
Yes, okay. Yes, standing.
Right.
Standing.